Rob. Hello to you, Rob.
Hello, Stephen.
Rob in Cambridgeshire. My fault, Rob. You're a wheelchair user, Rob, and we were looking at this survey just before the news there, which suggests that disabled people are facing an increasing level of verbal and physical abuse.
I've experienced it myself, having got on public buses in town. The buses in town have a ramp that come out, and obviously the driver has to do that, so it takes a little bit longer for the bus to depart as a consequence of that. And once I've gotten on the bus before, I've received abuse because I've held up people's journey.
And what do they say to you?
Oh, you know, just effing spastic, holding us up. I've been spat on as people have left before, you know, because they see themselves as important. You know, their journey is more important, and that maybe I shouldn't be getting on the bus because I can hold them up.
They spit on you?
I have been twice, yes. I mean, it's not a common thing. It doesn't happen all the time, but I have experienced it twice.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty... As a consequence, I don't use buses anymore. I mean, I know most people aren't like this, but it's the minority, and the minority can ruin it for people.
How do you get around, then?
I have to ask for lifts. If I can't get a lift, I can't go somewhere. So I can be housebound for large periods of time... A large period of time, certain point.
How old are you, Rob?
I'm 25. Unfortunately, I work in the village I live, so I'm quite lucky in that retrospect. But for socialising, I'm pretty stuck. I mean, I know it's the minority that do this. I just think I don't want laws changing, like that libertarian guy was saying earlier. Just maybe a little bit more education. You know, not people don't choose to have extra needs, but maybe if it's understood better.
Do you know, it just makes me sad. It really does, that you're a 25-year-old citizen in this country, and two wasters who have spat on you means that you don't want to use public transport ever again. It makes me angry.
I do want to use it, I just don't feel I can. I love the idea of public transport. It's just, they've ruined it for me.
Because that's independence for you, of course.
Yeah. And that's all been ruined.
What did the people around you do when these idiots spat on you?
I couldn't believe this, but lots of people seem to look away or pretend it hasn't happened. One lady sympathised and handed me a tissue, but... Yeah, it's staggering. Nothing. No one seems to react. I was a bit horrified, if I'm honest.
Well, your story is the statistic humanised, isn't it? You know, when we look at this statistic, and I'm sure they'll not mind me saying so, from the disability charity Scope, and they say that nearly half of people with disabilities have suffered discrimination on buses and trains. And just what you're describing tonight, Rob, you know, you're disabled, you're in a wheelchair, is that what you
say? Yes, I am, yes.
You're in a wheelchair.
I use a power wheelchair.
And someone decides to spit on you because you've kept them waiting a little bit long.
Yeah, for an extra 30 seconds at most, probably.
Wasters. Absolute wasters.
But again, I know that they're a minority.
Do you know what I'm just minded to say to you, Rob? And I know it's so easy for me to say this. Get back on a bus. Don't let them do that.
Maybe I'll get a friend with me and I'll try it again.
What are you afraid of? What?
I don't like confrontation. I don't. When people call you these names, I feel ashamed to just. I don't seem to be able to deliver anything back, and it makes me feel awful just taking it, if that makes sense. I don't like being in that situation.